This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Banks are waiting to see what regulatory changes may come from the Trump administration and the Republican-controlled Congress, but already in Alabama, there are a pair of bills under consideration in the legislature that would have a notable effect on the financial industry. That's where we start the conversation in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is Birmingham Business Journal reporter Michael Seale. He's in for Ty West. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about these bills. First of all, one that affects how loans are classified by multi-state banks.
Correct.
What is this about?
House Bill 263, which is sponsored by Representative Ken Johnson. Essentially, multi-state banks, when they are reporting their credit card receivables and loans across state lines, it's been difficult to clarify where they file these and where they claim these. The State Department of Revenue, they made a decision that is supposed to become effective at the end of this year that would actually penalize multi-state banks with a lot of brick-and-mortar assets here in Alabama. It would end up increasing bank taxes by nearly $10 million starting next year. So what this bill is doing, it's going to require the Revenue Department to modify the rule so that if the credit is secured by property, then the sourcing is based on the location of that property. Whereas if the credit is unsecured, then the sourcing would be based on the location of where the borrower is. The Alabama Bankers Association is really backing this bill, and the bankers really want it, and it'll pass. Probably.
Well, the second bill, it also has to do with businesses operating across state lines.
Yes.
But this is about how corporate income taxes are reported. What would it do?
Correct. And Senator Linda Coleman is proposing this bill, and it would adopt a process that actually most states are using called mandatory unitary combined reporting. It's for state income tax purposes. And banks that pay an excise tax, they probably should be concerned by this because it gives the Department of Revenue the discretion to combine a financial institution, even one that's not doing business in Alabama, with one or more Alabama corporate income taxpayers. So again, this deals with banks that are doing business that might be located somewhere else, but issued a credit card to somebody in Alabama.
This, I guess, captures income that these companies earn, but not necessarily in a brick-and-mortar way in Alabama.
That is exactly what it is, yes. Combined reporting, opponents say, is that it unfairly targets companies in Alabama that are doing business outside of Alabama, too. The Business Council of Alabama has been vocal about their opposition to this, and banking groups have opposed it because they feel like that this is just an added tax.
Also, Governor Robert Bentley established a task force last week to look at removing the state sales tax on groceries. Cutting that tax receives praise from both sides of the aisle, but such a change also creates new budget issues. And explain right. What these budget issues are.
You're right in that both Republicans and Democrats in the legislature are supporting this, but a lot of stuff has to happen before this comes to fruition. Namely, Alabama is one of the few states in the country that funds its public education primarily through sales tax. The legislature would need to come up with some way to make up for the money that they wouldn't be getting, the tax revenue they would not be getting from a grocery tax. And we're talking more than $350 million. But that said, there are different ways they're looking at possibly a tax credit. This isn't a new concept. What is new is trying to find a new way to fund the education trust fund without this sales tax revenue.
Well, finally, we know people have been moving to downtown Birmingham. Retailers are opening up there. Well, now you can add new office space to that list. And Michael, tell us about what office brokers are saying about the Birmingham market.
One of the things that real estate investors and real estate officials here in Alabama, and especially in Birmingham, are seeing is that office space is getting gobbled up. That's a good sign. It's a good sign anyway, whether it's new businesses or whether it's businesses moving and growing, that's a good sign that there's a lot of action going on in office space leasing.
Any sense why we're seeing this now, particularly the start of a new year?
One of the reasons is because of what came first, which is all the retail and all of the new entrepreneur environment. More people are leasing homes. More people are buying homes. With that, you're seeing an influx of office space.
Michael Seale is a reporter at the Birmingham Business Journal. Michael, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.